This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Edward Klein. He is the former foreign editor of Newsweek and editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine. He's contributor to Vanity Fair and Parade, author of the number one New York Times best-selling books, The Amateur, Barack Obama in the White House, The Truth About Hillary, What She Knew, When She Knew It, and How Far She'll Go to Become President, and the new books, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, and Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas. Ed, welcome. How are you?
It's great to be with you, Jason. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. So it just startles and amazes me constantly that Hillary Clinton has the prominence she does. What do you say about this?
It is astonishing, given the fact that 60% of the American public, when asked by opinion pollers, say that Hillary Clinton is untrustworthy. And about the same percentage, when asked, what word comes to mind when you hear the name Hillary Clinton, 60%, almost 60% say liar. Mm-hmm. So here we have a untrustworthy liar who is likely to get the Democratic presidential nomination. It boggles the mind.
Really does. I mean, she's got this rap sheet, I'll call it, of just crime after crime after crime. And I don't know if I can technically call those a crime because she hasn't been convicted, but guess when you're in the elite halls of power, you're exempt from the law. It's mind-boggling to me. It really is.
Me too, and a lot of other people. But then you have the base of the Democratic Party, and they poll the Democrats, pollsters do, and they find that, you know, she's wildly popular among Democrats. And you try to talk to your Democrat friends, if you have any. You know, I have some.
I have several. And,
and you can't get through to them. You know, they simply will not listen about Hillary. They believe that if you criticize her, you hate women, which is absurd, or you are blind to all her wonderful qualities, which is equally absurd, because given the fact that she spent 8 years as co-president with Bill Clinton when she was first lady, 8 more years in the Senate, that's 16 years, 4 more years as Secretary of State, now we're 20 years. 20 years at the heights of national power, and when asked recently by a television interviewer, name your most important achievements, she couldn't come up with a single one.
Amazing. Oh, just amazing. From Whitewater to Benghazi to, I mean, there are so many. What would you like the people to know?
Well, I think the interesting question hanging over Hillary Clinton right now is, given the FBI investigation of her emails on her unsecure email system and email domain that she had buried in the basement of her home in Chappaqua, New York, will she be indicted? Will the people around her, like Huma Abedin and others, be indicted by the Justice Department? Will the President of the United States, who's a Democrat, sit by and let the leading Democratic candidate for his successor be indicted, or will he interfere? There are a lot of questions, and I personally believe that the director of the FBI, the current director, whose name is James Comey, is known throughout Washington as a straight arrow, a guy who cannot be pushed around and intimidated. And that he'll do, as the director of the FBI, an honest, complete, and thorough job of investigating Hillary's use of this private email server and whether or not national security documents were passed through that server and in violation of federal law. Then, of course, the question is when and if he refers up to the Attorney General, who was appointed by Obama, will the Attorney General and or Obama interfere? And my guess is that they will not, because if they do it, there are sure to be leaks from the FBI and the Justice Department that they did interfere. It would be a huge scandal because it would be an obstruction of justice. And I don't think the president's going to take that risk. It's nearly an impeachable risk.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, right. It's really something else. I mean, they called Bill Clinton in his day the Teflon president, but I think maybe Hillary is even more Teflon.
Well, we'll see if she is.
Yeah.
She certainly has been very stupid and self-destructive in using this email system that she did, because how she imagined she was going to get away with that forever and ever, I have no idea. It's almost as though, and now we're getting into a little bit of psychobabble here, but it's almost as though she wanted to be caught. It's almost as though she does things like turn $1,000 in cattle futures into $100,000 overnight, which she did when she was in Arkansas, or travel gate, or any gate you want to mention.
Right.
And then this email server, you know, she is caught each time, but then she somehow wiggles out of it, or at least up to now she has. But I think the American public is aware of all this.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, Ed, is that maybe, and this is a maybe even far-fetched, but it just came to mind when you said this, maybe intentionally getting caught for these small things and getting the media to cover them is a wagging the dog concept, because maybe there's bigger stuff that she's distracting us from. You know, these are potentially could be considered, you know, relatively small offenses. I don't know. The email thing, I mean, you know, they just waste a bunch of time, resources, and focus on these different things, and maybe we're not paying attention to something else that's much bigger. And
let's talk about something else. Well, let me give you an example of exactly what you are referring to. While we're all concentrating on this and other things, Bill Clinton's abuse of women and so forth, no one is paying any attention to what happened while she was Secretary of State, and she was dealing with foreign governments and foreign businessmen who were simultaneously donating to the Clinton Foundation. So there was this conflict, huge conflict of interest. So, for instance, she approved the sale of 20% of the uranium production in the United States to Russia, to Vladimir Putin. And right after that, Bill Clinton was invited to Moscow, where he was paid $500,000 to give a speech.
Wow.
Now, all of this stuff is not being covered today because we're diverted, as you say. But the huge corruption while she was Secretary of State, and I go into this in my new book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. I have in one chapter, a very interesting chapter, three eyewitnesses to Hillary actually participating in Clinton Foundation business at the State Department while she was Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is certainly unethical, if not totally illegal.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I mean, how does someone like this get to be the favorite? I mean, is it the powers that be that really want run the world, putting her in as the puppet? Is it the Bilderberg Group? I don't know. It's crazy. It's like this stuff is just so obvious that this is not a credible person with any degree of integrity, yet she's the likely candidate.
Well, you know, one of the things I write in this new book, Unlikable, is that if Hillary Rodham hadn't met William Jefferson Clinton at law school and married him, we would never have heard of Hillary Rodham.
Right.
It's because of her connection to Bill Clinton that she rode on his back to the prominence that she did.
Yeah. You don't think Bernie is going to be the guy? I mean, it's
well,
like
Bernie's putting up a hell of a fight. Yeah. I must say, I give him a lot of credit. I don't agree with anything that he says.
Yeah.
But I must say, you do believe he believes what he says, that he's authentic, that this is the true guy. Whereas when Hillary talks, you say, you know, does she really believe any of this? You always have a feeling that she's hiding something, that she doesn't mean what she says. Bernie is a real authentic character, and
I agree with you. I think, you know, I think you got a criminal and a communist basically running on the Democratic
side. Putting it very well. Yes, you do.
Right. And Bernie just doesn't know anything.
I think he's going to give her a real run for her money in Iowa, New Hampshire, and maybe even South Carolina, although everybody says because there's a very heavy African-American vote in South Carolina for the Democrats, and that Hillary and the Clintons have the African-American vote in their back pocket, that Bernie's not going to do very well there. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, something else. What else would you like people to know? I mean, I know we're somewhat limited on time, so I just want to make sure you get out.
Well, one of the last things I think we should discuss, Jason, is her health. Mm-hmm. There was a story recently in a prominent newspaper saying that she was a happy warrior on the campaign trail and was enjoying every moment of it and was invigorated and never in better shape. My sources, and I'm reporting every single day, tell me quite the opposite, that she has to take rests in between her appearances, that she takes naps, that she's traveling with a full-time physician who's keeping an eye on her. They're concerned about more blood clots, which she's had in the past. They're concerned that she might faint again, and she has been woozy at times, I'm told, that there's trembling in her hands. She's afflicted with insomnia. There are all kinds of things that we haven't heard about yet about Hillary's health. And I'm not a physician. I cannot say that her medical condition is so serious that it bars her from becoming president. I don't know if that's the case, but I do know that the story they're putting out about how this 68-year-old woman is in great shape is simply not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something else. You've written a lot about Obama. Can you speak a little more on Obama before you go? This power grab on the executive branch concerns me greatly. He's crying, and it's over gun control, of course. Does he think he's exempt from the three branches of our government, or from going to Congress? You know, this is mind-boggling.
You know, when the jihadists attacked Charlie Hebdo, that's this newspaper in Paris about a year or so ago.
Yep.
All the prime ministers and heads of state went to Paris to show their solidarity with the French, not Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was missing, conspicuously missing.
Well, he was golfing.
He cries over gun control, but he doesn't cry over the attacks by Islamic extremists who are beheading British people, French people, Italian people, all kinds of Westerners who are fomenting insurrection here in this country. He doesn't shed a tear about that. He's worried about climate change and gun control while the world is spinning out of control.
Yeah, it's something else. It really is. I guess we get the government we're willing to tolerate, you know. It's our own fault as a public. It really, really is something else. Well, give out your website, Ed, and tell people where they can find you and find your books.
Check me out on edwardklein.com. That's K-L-E-I-N, edwardklein.com, where they can find all my blogs. I blog every week. Have something called Ed Klein Confidential, which they can sign up for. It's a weekly news break. And, of course, they can buy at a great discount my new book called Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary.
Fantastic. Hey, Ed, it would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Trump and maybe who's more polarizing, Hillary or Trump. But just a quick word on him before you go.
I think Donald has been the guy who's proven every pundit in America wrong, because people of the United States are in a position of almost insurrection against the establishment, and Donald represents that insurrection, because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired with these people in Washington who don't know what they're doing and are not listening to the American public. This whole country has been going down the tubes for too long, and Donald represents an effort on the part of a lot of people to save us from ourselves.
Right, yeah. Very interesting. It's going to be a very interesting election year, that's for sure. Ed Klein, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jason. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.